Hey guys, welcome to another Cigar Chat. I'm your host Rob from Robbie Reyes Reviews, as always. Down there we got Logan, international man of mystery.
Austin Powers, baby.
With the faux hawk and
bedhead.
That's a rough look, dude.
Yeah, I just rolled out of bed 15 minutes ago.
What's exciting that's happening tomorrow morning? Anything I can look forward to?
In India?
Yeah.
Well, I'm about to go eat an Indian breakfast full of curries, which will then lead to probably a stomach ache, but that's about it.
What do they serve for breakfast over there?
Dude, I'm not even going to try to explain it. I'm just going to pronounce everything wrong. But they eat a lot of breads over here. They're very carb-centric. Maybe that's because 40% of them are vegetarians, and they think the hoofed animals are sacred, like cows and pigs and shit. So they eat a lot of breads and like sauces and stuff. It's real spicy, and I start sweating. And they laugh at me.
You get the chubby sweats?
Oh, dude, man. Shit, I do bad.
Do they call you gringo over there?
No, they call me Westerner. Westerner.
No, the reason I asked about breakfast is because when my wife and I went on our honeymoon in Spain, one of the main things they had at every breakfast place we went to was like toast, big piece of toast with this like tomatoes on it, like toast and tomatoes. And it's just an interesting breakfast. It's not something.
It's weird.
It was good.
Yeah. It's just different cultures. Yeah. It's just like different strokes.
Anyway, we're getting way off topic. So yeah, Logan, he's 6:30 in the morning. So, thanks for being
here. Five more weeks. Countdown.
Five more shows. All right. Joining us today, we've got the boys from Ezra Zion. Guys, thanks for coming out. We'll go down the line. Well, Kyle, thanks for toughing it. It looks like you're in the igloo there, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm by the beach and it's windy and cold and it's barely cigar weather, man. So
it's always cigar weather.
But I figured if Logan could tough it out, I could tough it out, California. Dude, man.
Yeah. What are you smoking on there?
Actually, this is one of the samples we just brought back from Nicaragua last week.
Yeah.
And it's got a cafe, no, not a cafe, Corojo Claro wrapper on it.
Oh.
There was like 50 different blends, so I'm getting confused of what this was. But
it's blend 49A.
This is actually number two. Chris, remember number two?
Yeah, Narco.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, and then we got Chris down there with the cowboy hat, and it looks like you're smoking a Reagan there, huh?
Well, by God. Happy birthday, Ronnie.
That's right.
So you guys, fresh back in the country from Nicaragua. How was the trip?
It was good, Chris. The heartbreaker strikes again, man. We're not in country, but just an hour. And he's got a lady on the roadside stand. We stopped to get water, and well, she was a big fan of the cowboy.
You touch her ass?
Why? Why? I mean, we're not even 5 minutes into the show, and you already got to be busting my chops.
Dude, I'm not busting chops. I'm just trying to let people take the journey with us and experience the story behind the cigars.
We got to hear the story.
Come on, Chris.
We got to hear the story now. Does it involve ass grabbing? Or what?
No, that'll be a story for Kyle to tell. It was a great trip, by the way, and we actually did work. It wasn't all just fun and games on roadside stands. I'll tell you that right now.
It was, you know, I'll tell you what, there wasn't anything in specific. It was just, I'll just say that, you know, the Nicaraguan ladies, especially the old Nicaraguan ladies with just a few teeth, are big fans of American cowboys. That's all I'll say.
A few teeth. I like that extra detail.
Yeah.
The toothless old ladies love them some cowboys.
Love them some cowboys.
That is awesome. Well, I will. I managed to find one of these bad dogs hiding in the humi. So I'm going with Deception.
There you go.
I was very happy when I found it.
I can't smoke in the hotel.
Oh,
I find that hard to believe, man. How did you not get a you had a smoking room, but it was...
I did. It smelled like fucking death up there. So I said, no thanks.
Hey, well, here's the thing. I just toughened
through it.
It did not take us very long to get into another story about the ladies,
true.
Chris. But it was actually quicker than the first F-bomb from Logan. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
He held out for...
Right on, Logan.
10 minutes, man. That's a record.
It might be.
Hey, I was going to ask Logan a question if he's going to start a show called Curry Chat.
Or what about Deli Belly?
Nobody wants that show.
We might be experiencing it, all of us, in about 15 minutes once my turtle work could start getting going. I don't know. I mean, I was thinking about, doing one chat, like, maybe not out and about, but doing like a special show where I go out with the people of India, because they don't smoke cigars here, but every one of them smokes cigarettes. So every time they see me with a cigar, I get a lot of looks. So it's like foreigner, big cigar they don't understand. I mean, I'm a head turner.
Yeah, you're a looker.
Obvious.
A head turner. That is fantastic.
When you're out there, do you greet everybody with howdy partner just to feel like fully American? That's what I would do. Howdy partner.
I say, how's it going? How are you? And they say, thank you, sir. All they say is, yes, sir, no, sir, very good, sir, and very rarely, I'm sorry, sir. And that's it.
Well, or, it sounds good like night, Marine sir. Corps.
That's cool. I mean, it pretty much is. Like, there's a billion of them over here. That's one hell of an army. Yeah. It's
well, they're treating it with cool. respect. You can't really ask for much more than that.
No, I mean, it's cool.
Throwing garbage at you.
No, I know they're actually, Indian people are very great. They're actually very polite and very courteous. They love Americans because, we invest money over here.
Right, yeah, that's what I
outsourcing.
Heard.
Yeah, it's a new thing, since 2000. It's crazy, outsourcing. But yeah, and they all get to afford, like, cars now.
So that's cool. That's good. Cars are good. Not that Logan's trip to India isn't interesting. Because it is. You're doing something that I'll probably never in my life make it over there. It's just not on the list of places that I hope to visit.
Well, probably should.
Not for any particular reason. It's just not up high on the list. So I'll probably never get to be there. So in that sense, it is interesting. However,
not why we're here.
That's not why we're here. let's try to get back on topic, guys. What's going on with you guys? Had a big 2012. It was a good year. Give us a little 2012 recap. Maybe there's some folks watching who aren't familiar with Ezra Zion. Give them a little bit of background.
Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Well, as you may or may not know, depending upon who's watching, we launched last year at IPCPR. With the two blends, the Inception and the Reagan, due to some technical difficulties in the factories and tobacco issues and everything else, we got backed up a little bit with the Reagan and really didn't come to shipping until the end of the year. But we were just truly blessed. We had multiple Cigar of the Year awards. We were truly honored by having one Cigar of the Year for the Reagan by the Robbie Ross Review, Catfish, obviously. We were also honored to be in the Half Wheel Consensus. We made it for best complete new brand to the industry for 2013, so that was an honor to be had. Fourth new brand for the industry as well. And 22nd for the Inception, which was truly an honor. And if you're not familiar with how they do that, what they do is they take all the information from all the bloggers, publications, their rankings, so it's completely independent. They never even interviewed us or did a review on any of our cigars. But by compiling all this data and everything else, they were able to say that across the board, these are the best cigars, the best new brands, the best, consensus of what's going on in 2012, and it was phenomenal. I mean, we've been so well received. We're in 60 plus retail locations, and starting from zero, we're very deliberate, as you guys know, who we what lounges we get into and how we go about that process of vetting our lounges and making sure that the cigars are prominently displayed. And then also that the story behind it is reiterated to the consumers as well. We don't do any online unless the retail location happens to have their own online presence. And then that's just a supplement to the B&M. But at the end of the day, we're just honored to be in as many humidors as that we're in. And we're honored every day to be getting the type of feedback that we get. So, yeah, I'd say it was a great year.
Yeah, it's like I said, you guys had a great 2012. Like you had mentioned, Catfish, you guys are, I think the Reagan was number one, and I think the Inception was in there as well. I think,
yeah.
I want to say it was seven or eight, something off the top of my head.
Fanboy.
What's that?
I say he's your number one fanboy.
Yeah, he's on board for sure. One of these days when I get off my ass and do my top 12, you guys might be in there too. Who knows?
Yeah, we better be. I'll tell you what. I thought he dropped the ball on Inception. I thought that was a good number two.
Well,
I was a little bit hurt.
Kyle, you've got somebody there with you. Why don't you introduce the Don?
Hey, the one and only, the Don.
The Don.
Ezra Zion Tia.
Smoking the Reagan as well. Good man. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of it.
So we're just, we'll catch you up. You missed out on some details about Logan's trip, but that's going to be okay. And apparently all the ladies on the side of the road like Chris. And
I went right with it, man, right away. Bam!
Oh, the toothless old ladies apparently are big fans, so that's good. And Kyle was just about to tell us all about the cigar that he's smoking.
Oh yeah. Let me get the recipe out for you.
Yeah, if you could, actually, if you could just snap a photo of it and send it out, everybody can see it.
We'll send it out on Twitter.
Yeah, why not?
Logan, are you eating any shawamis?
I've eaten dosa, idle, and all types of stuff. I don't know what a shawami is. It sounds kind of sexual. Is it?
No, it's not. It's a sandwich. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh. No, I mean, I probably have. I'm the only Westerner over here that eats at the local food court, so people look at me like I'm freaking crazy. All the rest of them eat Subway and stuff, all the rest of the Americans. I eat the real food, and then, you know, I pay for it at night, but neither here or there.
Yeah, right on. You know what? On the cigar, you know, I mean, I can give you a close-up of it and show you the burn and tell you that it's a Corojo wrapper. And it's all Nicaraguan, and there's some Criollo in it. Other than that, we had to make an executive decision on keeping our blend recipes or whatever real close to the vest because we got kind of burned a little bit. Because with Inception and Reagan, we're as forthcoming as we possibly could be with, you know, the tobacco that was used and without giving exact percentages and stuff. But, you know, we kind of got messed over a little bit, and so from here on out, we kind of need to be a little bit vague on it, at least on shows and stuff like that. So it's good. I don't know if it will hit the market or not because, I mean, it's got to be basically, it's got to pass a few tests. It's got to, number one, it's got to extract expletives from the person who smokes it. If it's not like blank, then, you know. And then the other thing is when you're smoking with somebody and they take a hit, and then they look down at the cigar, and they look back at you. You got to get the look at the cigar. It's got to be that good where you have to stop and look at it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, exactly.
Got to look at it. So we're seeing where these land. It's pretty good.
Yeah, those are two good tests to pass. I like, and thank you for going expletive on that one, and not you know dropping the bomb as Logan does.
Well, my mom's probably watching the show. No, I'm kidding.
She might be.
She quit smoking cigars.
Rude.
So we were saying the Inception, you know, came out, rave reviews, the Reagan rave reviews, and you guys are obviously working on some new stuff, and we'll get into that a little bit moving forward. I've got some audience questions here that were, you know, posted in advance, and I've tried to do my due diligence and and go through some of these and try to pick some new ones and then maybe weed out a few that we tend to ask all the time. I've got one question here that I want to start with, and now I can't seem to find it.
How many people are in the chat tonight?
What's that?
How many people are in the chat tonight?
7,000.
I don't know. I mean, probably it looks like 22 right now, but I'm just really ignoring them. So
we're ignoring them until well, and when it comes to the chat as well, we will have a giveaway, but we'll get into that in a minute.
Hey, real quick, is G on? Is G on chat?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I like G. I think that dude is one of the funniest guys on Twitter, man. I think that guy all the time.
Easily the funniest
dude,
guy on Twitter.
Hilarious guy. Thank you, G.
He's pretty awesome. You should have witnessed whenever he was berating Jose Canseco. That was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. That was pretty good. Okay, enough about you.
If you don't follow Jose Canseco on Twitter, you're missing out because it's impressive that some of these things that he says. I mean, I almost feel like it's not even him, like it's somebody pretending to be him and just making fun of him because some of this stuff is just, I don't understand how an intelligent human being could say something like that. But anyway, we're off topic. But okay, so here's one of the questions, and this was from Harley Holmes. His first question was, tell us about your trip to Nicaragua. We've touched on that a little bit, and we'll get into that a little bit more later. I just thought this was an interesting question. Walk us through the process of three guys smoking in their backyard to starting a cigar company. Describe that aha moment when you realized it could be done.
Go ahead, Kyle. Yeah.
Me?
You.
Yeah, that's for the field. Whoever wants the field to jump in.
Remember the park?
Well, I will say going into all the details, we'll say that for the book we'll write down the road. you got to have merch, right? You got to have merch, book. The three of us believe, that we are Americans, we could do anything. So we all start from that mindset. If we put our mind to it, we're going to get it done. So, we've known each other for years. We've been very close friends and smoked cigars together a lot and just started kicking around the idea and very shortly, realized it was something we were passionate about, as a lot of people out there are, and just started to do our due diligence. And I'll tell you what, it was not easy, and it's not easy. You gotta really cover yourself and be guarded and be smart. Some people have pretty sharp elbows out there, but I would just say that it was the classic, if we decide we want to do this, I know the three of us can get it done, pretty much. So it was just a decision that was made in good old-fashioned American hard work.
Just decided to it's the old saying, you put your mind to it, you can do anything. And I think that the stuff we were talking about when we started out, about how 2012 was a great year for you guys. Obviously, you guys put your mind to it and you did it, and you've come out with two really good cigars. So,
you ain't seen nothing yet. Just wait till you smoke the stuff we blended in Nicaragua.
You know where I am. You can find me whenever you need.
Freak.
You have to wait.
Yeah, you guys know where I am. So a follow-up to that from Harley, he gave us a few questions. His final question, he says, are lesbians still randomly smacking Kyle's backside? Which actually, it was Chris's backside.
Yeah, of course they are.
Of course they are.
In multiple countries they are, Chris.
Now the toothless old ladies are getting
He just has a thing.
With different levels of hygienic care. Awesome. Snaggletooth broads, man.
It's anybody.
Watch for them.
Let me just tell you this. I've had some experiences in the Marine Corps, 14 years in the Marine Corps, traveled all over the world, and as you all can probably imagine, crazy, crazy experiences as it comes to that side of the opposite sex. I've never had some of the most craziest things happen to me until we started getting into the cigar industry. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts out there. The kind of random stuff that just happens, it blows your stinking mind away. And you feel like you just got to go home and shower sometimes because you just feel so dirty.
That's my kind of fun. The one where you have to take a shower afterwards.
that kind of sin doesn't wash off, right?
Oh, man.
The stink lasts forever. Shit.
Forgive me for that right there, Lord, and bless the pygmies in Africa.
Well, I don't even know what that means. All right, Logan, you...
I'm sorry, man. This is too funny.
Compose yourself.
I'm bad. Well,
okay,
I'm
bad. Since we're on the silliness, and you guys did actually mention G by name, I'm not even going to ask your question. He posted a question, and it's up on the website, and you guys can pull it up later and decide if you want to answer it or not. Let's see. What else do we have here? Schwartz, Adam Schwartz, he is one of the newer contributors to Triple R, and he really enjoys the Reagan. And I don't think he's done a review on it yet, but he's a big fan. And he wants to know, he said, how much did you get so much amazing chocolate flavor into the Reagan, into that cigar?
Keebler Elves.
That's a secret. And if we exposed it, we'd have to shoot him.
Yeah. All we can say is Keebler Elves.
Keebler Elves. The little guys in the tree?
Yeah.
They're Swiss rolling. Chocolatiers.
They're rolling them.
And rolled in Switzerland.
So basically, what you're saying is you will, you'll have a private meeting with Adam to tell him all about it, and he should get all of his affairs in order before he goes to that meeting.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, okay.
Well, to answer as much as we can, it's the tobacco that's used. I mean, what's on the website, you can see the wrapper that's used there is a sun-grown Habano. There's a sweetness in it, and it's just the combination of the tobaccos that are used and the regions that they're from. It just has a very chocolatey, creamy, you know, caramely characteristic that when we smoked, that was like, you know, eyes get big, you look at the cigar, expletives, and there, now you know the blend is good enough for Ezra Zion.
Yeah, if you guys haven't, if you haven't tried the Reagan yet, if you like it's a creamy cigar, lots of sweetness, smooth for me from start to finish on the palate, nice medium body, full flavor. If that sounds good to you, I would suggest giving it a try. It would be right up your alley. Logan's raising his hand. Go ahead.
I didn't get chocolate because I'm Irish descendant, Scottish. Peat moss, like a very peaty Scotch for me. I don't know if anyone else has said that about the Reagan, but it was very peaty.
How many Reagans have you smoked, dude?
I don't know. How many did you send me? Three? I think. Yeah, three. I think I have one in the humidor still back in the States.
Are you able to get smoke in India?
Dude, you know those Humi coolers that are like, or the travel things that are like almost like the football the president carries around with the nuclear codes in it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I brought about 150 cigars, expecting to smoke three a day, and I've got my manager out here hooked on cigars, so they're going much quicker, so I'm going to have to order online. And then they don't have anything. All they have is Cubans that are like all full of, you know, Beatles and everything else, and they're like $17 a piece. I'll pass.
That's protein. You can get your protein while you're smoking.
Yeah, I know, and I can have fireworks, too, those things popping out like 4th of July. Yeah. It's freaking sweet. Has anybody, because I've seen a cigar, people smoking it here. The manager bought one, and, I mean, it was like fireworks, dude. That song,
popping everywhere.
Firework. That was a cigar. It's ridiculous. Sorry.
Can you disclose the city you're in?
Yeah, Chennai, which used to be Madras. It's on the, here's India, it's kind of like a, we'll leave it at that. But it's down here on the right-hand side, the eastern coast, down in lower South India, where the tsunami hit in 2005.
You can throw a rock and hit Madagascar?
Well, Madagascar is off the tip of Africa. So unless I've got like a rocket arm like Iron Man, it's going to be tough.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm on the other side. Like, I'm on the Philippine side. Like, I'm Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Sri Lanka, yep. So I'm going there, and then I'm going to Goa where all the movie stars hang out. And then I'm going to go to the Taj Mahal. So, yeah.
That's cool. And for all you homeschoolers out there, thus endeth the geography lesson for today on Triple R.
Valid point. I'll shut up now.
Enough for geography for the insane.
This has been Curry Chat with your host, Logan at Dell.
Logan at Dell. World traveler.
I'm going to try to pull it back in here a little bit. And now this is some stuff that we covered. We've got some questions here. Like I said, this is from Tyler A. He's a big supporter of the show. And some of this stuff has been covered in the previous show that you guys were on. We were on for, you know, close to 2 hours. We'll keep it shorter this time. But I think this is a great story. It's a very personal story, of course. And if you guys want to just tell everybody to kind of focus on the other show, you don't really want to talk about it, that's fine. But how did you – Tyler wants to know, how did you guys come up with the brand name? Whoever wants to attack that.
Chris, take it, buddy. You're being quiet over there. But go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So the brand name. We did discuss this in the last show, and it was something that, to be honest with you, we didn't really think that we were going to be going into such detail when we first started out. We thought it was going to be a private matter, and as we've grown in the industry and in acceptance and with the credibility and everything else, well, people want to know that question. So silly of us not to have been a little bit more prepared for that. But in a nutshell, Ezra Zion it's a combination of two names. One being Kyle's son, Ezra, who Kyle and his wife, Tanya, lost. And the second being my daughter's middle name, Coco Zion Kelly. My wife and I, shortly after birth, were able to spend what I consider a glorious 3 hours with her, and before the Lord called her back home. So when we were coming together and, you know, when we were in that Alan's place smoking and everything else, and we decided that we were going to go ahead and push this thing forward, we wanted to, you know, come up with a great name, something that would mean something to us, very personal. So we came up with this, not, like I said before, not knowing that it would be out there as much as it is, but we found that by telling that story, it's being received with open arms in the industry. And so whenever you smoke an Ezra Zion, you know, you're honoring two great kids, and their life was, you know, too short, but, you know, that they live on through the name. And so we're blessed to be able to have that opportunity to have that time with them during the short time we did. And we're also blessed to be able to have a product that invokes conversation, inspiration, and whether knowingly or unknowingly, honors both kids. There you go.
Yeah, I know that's this came up last time, like I said, in our previous show, and I was kind of taken aback by the story and you know, your willingness to really share that story with everybody, and that's tough. That's tough stuff to talk about. So I know that we did cover it already. So I wanted to that was a question that was asked. So thank you for kind of giving us that story again, and especially with this industry where everything is. It feels personal because, I mean, everything's handmade. This is stuff that people put their lives, their hearts and souls into, and to attach a name that has that much meaning to it. I mean, at least for me, it makes it a little more personal. Yeah, I know that's got to be tough for you guys to talk about, but thank you for sharing. His follow-up question on that is with the names of the cigars, Inception and the Honor Series of the Reagan, how did those names come about?
Go ahead, Kyle and Alan. I'll let you talk now.
Well, the Honor Series is was another line that we wanted to start to honor significant people that have done something positive for the American public in the United States, and to start off with. Eventually, I'm sure it'll grow globally, but right now we're focusing on the land of the free and the home of the brave, and honoring people who have made a tremendous contribution so that we can throw a cigar out their way and say a shout out to, we're honoring what they did. We appreciate what you did for us here in the USA. And since it was an election year, we couldn't think of anybody greater than the best president that ever lived, Ronald Reagan. Boom.
So with that in mind, is the Honor Series something that you guys are going to continue with?
Absolutely.
Any names you guys are thinking about?
Chris, are we legally...
It's hard-hitting journalism, man.
I know. As our legal advisor, are we clear to discuss these sorts of things at this point?
For that one, we're legally covered.
Right on.
Yeah.
Are we good to go? Are we gonna break news on Cigar Chat right now?
I think you should.
Robbie's like, do it.
He's over there shitting his pants. He's like a kid in a candy shop, a fat kid in a candy jar, just freaking out.
Well, I'll just tell you this right now, Kyle. You know, in our operating agreement, you know, we agreed two or more make the decision. So you guys have the con on this one because you're the majority here.
I say break the news, buddy. Start teasing that cigar. Oh. I vote aye.
You can't just drop the name. You got to give hints because I love guessing games.
Okay. It's a person.
Oh,
it's a human?
It's a male human.
A male human. Dead or alive?
They are deceased, but their legacy and dream lives on beyond them.
Well, keep in mind that these are people who have done something significantly positive for the people in the United States.
Okay. And people that we admire, you know, their character, their courage, their contribution.
Are they a U.S. president?
No.
Past U.S. president?
No.
Were they a U.S. or were they some sort of
Is
revolutionary
it bigger than a bread
leader?
Box?
I love guessing games.
My kids love this game.
I love it.
Okay,
Childhood heart. Were they some sort of political movement leader?
No.
Pseudo.
Not really political. Even though politics got involved.
Yeah.
So they were some sort of rights movement leader.
Yeah,
I would say yeah.
Are they Caucasian, African American?
Please.
Yeah, one of those.
Please ask yes or no questions.
I'm going to guess what, like, 60s, 70s, or 80s were their primary time.
Yeah, in that time.
Yes.
What about the 60s?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Martin Luther King.
That would have been my guess, too.
That's it, yep.
You the man.
It's going to be the MLK Honor Series.
I love it.
I'm a genius. I'm awesome at guessing games. I win. That's a good one. So what is the blend going to have? Or is that under lock and key?
That's
tobacco.
That's lock
and key. Yeah, no, that is not legally bound, so we are not getting – we've already said way too much. I can tell you that right now from being the back-end manager here. We're done.
So as IPCPR inches nearer, we can look for some words and some maybe some photos of the Ezra Zion Honor Series MLK.
Yeah.
Potentially.
And I will tell you this, just to whet your appetite a little bit. You got to understand, especially me and Alan, Chris has to keep reeling us back in all the time because we're so excited and passionate. And I mean, you know, we're just big fans of cigars anyway. And we consider everybody that smokes our cigars to be like our buddies, our friends. And we just want to tell everything about everything. Chris is like, dude, we got to legally be covered. We don't want to get ripped off, et cetera, et cetera. So as we get information and as soon as we can divulge that information, we totally will. So, you know, I say that to say at IPCPR, we anticipate having 3 new Ezra Zion blends for a total of 5 with Inception and the Reagan.
Thrice,
yeah.
Holy crap. You guys are busy beavers.
It's actually holy tobacco.
Yeah.
Holy tobacco beetles.
I want to say this because the first thing that probably pops into people's minds is, you know, okay, well, you're pulling the thing that other cigar companies pull without naming names that, you know, it's just one blend right after the other, after the other, after the other. But you launch 120 new cigar blends in a year and you just change the color of the band and call it a new thing. We're not going for the numbers or for the quantity. To us, as one wise cigar maker said to us, you know, the tobacco drives the process. And we feel confident that we have three, you know, blends that are the best cigars we've ever smoked. I mean, our standard is, you know, we begin at perfection. And they're there. So if we have those, great. Next year at IPCPR, if we don't have anything new besides the five, it's just because the tobacco wasn't there. I don't anticipate that, but that's just where we're at. So as soon as we get info, we'll be sending it out to all of our friends who smoke Ezra Zion cigars.
Cool. Well, thank you for thank you for sharing. That's big stuff. So we can look forward to three new blends, one of which will be the MLK. I like that MLK. That's
a good one.
That's a good one. So let's not to change the subject completely, but we are going to do a little giveaway. I know all the weasels out there are chomping at the bit. Chris
blood
and I talked
in the water sharks.
Chris and I talked a little bit about it. He said, "Well, since it's Reagan's birthday, let's give away some Reagan's." But I don't know.
Hey, I'll take some, Chris. I'll take some. You know my address. Take some. I smoked all mine. Send some more.
We'll give the Reagan's away. The first person who can explain trickle down economics in less than one sentence.
I can explain it to you. Give people who know how to invest money more money, and they'll invest it and create jobs and wealth in the economy, period.
I would just say awesome.
All right. So Chris, what are we giving away here? I know you just flashed it, but well, we're giving away some sampler packs.
Yeah, we have some sampler packs put together, and I know last time I think we did a couple of five packs or whatever the case is, but I think we all agreed that we're going to be doing five sample packs. So,
all right, so five, we need winners,
five weasels.
Five weasels.
Yeah. Somebody just said, trickle down some new blends to my face so I can smoke them. That's what trickle down economics is. I was like, sweet.
That person wins. That person wins.
Catfish, you win.
You win.
It's your number one fanboy.
There you go.
Number one fanboy, good job.
That's too funny. All right, so let's
one more.
Logan, I know you've got to have a ton of questions from the audience, and I've still got some here if you want me to go over these while you're kind of plucking through.
I'm aggregating and sorting and categorizing. Okay, so why don't you ask another couple?
I'll go through a few here. Let's see. Explosive donut. I still love that
it.
Name. It's just, yeah. Anyway, that sounds an awful lot like Deli Belly to me. Explosive donut.
I'm getting there.
So he gives us a question here. He says, "I've noticed that many cigar companies appear to have similar mission statements to Ezra Zion." He picked it up from the About Us section on your website, promising an experience rooted in tradition. What sets your company and cigars apart from the hundreds of other companies out there?
Passion for perfection.
Let's say that again.
Passion for perfection.
And how does that translate to the end user being the smoker?
We're not afraid to spend the extra money to go for the AA grade tobaccos on the planet.
So it's
I'll,
you guys.
I'll also give an example about that as well. When we were first engaging some factories, a real quick story. We were talking with this factory in particular that we're not going to name, but when we were asking them about their process, their quality control, their management, and so on and so forth, one of the things that was brought up to us was. Well, when you're dealing with that kind of numbers, you can expect a certain amount that just aren't going to come out right. And they gave us a percentage that they just said that they were comfortable with allowing to go through production, getting boxed up and banded and shipped to our customers. And so very quickly, we realized that we weren't going to settle for that. You know, we aren't going to engage ourselves in business where somebody right off the beginning of talks tells us that they accept anything less than outstanding. And, you know, that's caused us to go a lot slower than, you know, maybe some other people. That causes us to take our time, As Alan said, it costs more, you know, when you have that type of perfection and it's known. You know, and to jump back to one of the blends that Kyle was talking about, we are actually working on that one particular blend before the inception and the Reagan, but it just wasn't there for us. It just wasn't at that mark for us to be able to launch. And we've been able to tweak it since then, and the tobacco's mirrored up beautifully, and now it's ready. It was good back then, but it's great to the point of what Kyle had said earlier. You smoke it, you look at the cigar, expletives come, and you know it's there. And so I concur with what Alan says, perfection.
So that kind of goes back to the very American roots of your business, where it's, you know, you want to make a product and you're not going to cut any corners. It's, you want to be, this is the best product that you can put together. And if, like you said, if the tobaccos aren't there for something new, then you're not going to come out with something new just for the sake of doing that. I mean, that to me is, and I don't know if that is widely different from what other companies do. I mean, I know that some companies, you know, you just put a new wrapper on it and then it's a whole new cigar and that's a new release. But, that's the kind of thing that we run across when we're dealing with smaller boutique brands, and there's that different level of passion. And I think just as smokers, we all get to take advantage of that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this too. Just to kind of piggyback on what Chris was saying, you know, there's a lot of really good companies out there that make really great cigars. And, one of the ones that we want to emulate and model is Padron. They've kept quality at the forefront, and it shows in their product. And when we were sitting around deciding what kind of company we're going to be, you know, do we want to be like a Padron that lets the tobacco and the quality drive the process, or do we want to be like other companies who just want to throw out as many cigars as possible and their whole business model is on volume? Well, we didn't want to do that. To us, it was, we can't do something that's very, very special, then we don't want to do it. And in addition to that, the three of us are extremely competitive. So we want to be the best, and, you know, that means we end up coming in, you know, second, well, there's always next year, back to the drawing board, because we're gonna be number one. And yeah, we don't do that to, you know, to disparage any other company or take away from anybody else by any means. We just want to put the absolute best product we can for the customers that are smoking this. You know, if we're going to ask you for your hard-earned money, you know, when you go out and pay $12, $15 for an Ezra Zion cigar, we should deliver a $20, $30 experience. You know, you should be getting a good value for that money, you know. So it's really with the smoker in mind to create a moment for them. You know, that's why we have, you know, the cigar called Reagan, because our thought was they're going to smoke this in a cigar lounge, and, you know, hopefully they'll talk about politics while they're doing it. Hopefully it will spark a moment in time for the customer. So that's kind of where we come from. And you know, bottom line is the proof is in the smoking. You know, smoke it, and, you know, we just let the tobacco speak for itself.
I would say you guys aren't Padron because you don't have Jessica. But other than that, Chris. Padron is a good reference. Well, you have Chris, but Jessica.
So does that make Chris the male Jessica? Is that weird?
Hey. Oh,
yeah, he's Chris.
Oh, my.
For all the buff toque women out there running around in Nicaragua, loving him.
Oh, man.
I've never seen anybody get off a plane in a foreign country and immediately have groupies like Chris.
You haven't seen me in India.
I don't want to see that.
I'm like Logan, you and I are going to hook up at IPCPR. We're going to have us some fun.
We are. And hang out with Jessica Padron.
If you guys haven't heard Logan's Jessica Padron story, we'll tell it offline because he's already
told. It's amazing.
We'll move on.
Idiot
move. What show did you tell that during?
I don't remember.
Reyes Family Cigar Show, I think.
No, it was back. It wasn't him. I was jet lagged last week or the week before for that one.
Okay, it was. It may have.
It was before that. It was before I left. You know.
Anyway, we'll find it
in the world.
go back and watch some of the older shows, guys. You'll find it, but we'll tell you the story offline. Awesome. So we're starting something a little bit new with the show tonight. Logan's going to do kind of a rapid fire question and answer session for you guys. He's just going to pull a bunch of questions from the audience because we always get a ton, and we're doing our best to make sure that we get to everybody's questions. So Logan's going to do a rapid fire question here, or rapid fire round here in a second. I've got a couple of questions here I want to go before then. So you guys are watching live. You know, get your questions in now, and Logan will fire those away.
Post them on the blog post.
What's that?
I said told him to post them on the blog, not in the chat.
You don't want him to post it in the chat?
Nope.
Okay, post it on the front page there, guys. I'm actually looking at that page right now, but I haven't updated it.
While they're doing that, did we bunny trail off giving away some cigars to the weasels, as you so affectionately call them?
Hey, it's a term of endearment.
Okay.
Like people get all butthurt about it. It's a sign of endearment. It means I don't know. But yeah, we're just kind of ignoring the weasels because I'm hoping to score some for myself tonight, and then using some of that money to offset shipping them out here to India.
Yeah, we're doing some giveaways. We're not ignoring the weasels, and weasel is a term of endearment. If you come on the show a lot and we ignore you, then you need to speak up a little bit louder, I think.
No, I see a new shirt coming out. Proud Weasel of Triple R.
Yeah. You guys want to sponsor it? Let's go.
I just come for the cigars.
Doing cigar reviews for free doesn't pay all that well. So I want to touch on a few questions here from Matt Ross. Always gives us – he's usually – whenever I post these things up to get questions, he's the first guy to post. I'm going to kind of jump in and out with some of the stuff that he is. We touched on this a little bit. He says the
he's end also of the, one of the guys that will correct you when you put a Twitter out with the wrong time for a show.
Well, yeah, they I'm telling
he
you.
He does, man. He is on me, man.
Attention. We all do it. Always. It's like somehow time zones are impossible for me to get my head around. I don't know.
Dude.
So Matt says the end of the year awards were very kind to Ezra Zion, as we touched on that a little bit before. Did you guys expect that kind of response, and has it resulted in any changes to you or your brand?
I think
positive or negative.
Probably yes and no. I mean, our goal always, you know, is to blend a number one cigar, you know, and like I said, perfection is a standard that we start from. I know that sounds really cheesy and everything else, but to take that mindset, there's a lot of, you know, cigars that are, sorry, he's on his, Siri's talking on his phone here. There's a lot of cigars that we blend that are good. I mean, they're good cigars, and probably, you know, other companies would go to market with that, and it's just not, I mean, it's got to be perfect to the end nub, so it turns to ash and, you know, burns your lips and your fingers. And, you know, we get those kind of tweets for people saying, you know, I burned my fingers on this, and there's, you know, this much of the cigar left. I mean, that's what we're after. That's what we want. You got your money's worth out of that cigar. So, yes, it's an honor. Yes, we're excited and humbled that people, you know, are sharing and enjoying the same sorts of, you know, things that we're producing. But, you know, that's what we're going for. I mean, yeah, it is honoring. But am I surprised? Well, I mean, we're yes and no, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you like you said, you shoot for perfection, and that's great. And like you said, it does sound a little bit cliche, but at the same time, it's one thing to say it, and it's another thing to back it up. But I think kind of a follow up to that is has this afforded you guys the opportunity maybe to do some things that you weren't able to do with your first releases, or work with some people you weren't able to work with, has it given you any kind of I don't know, extra cachet, or maybe generate a little bit more money so you can go out and purchase some tobacco that maybe you couldn't do last time or something to that effect?
Well,
you know, we shot for the top right at the beginning.
Yeah, it was top or nothing from just straight out of the gate. I mean, I would say that it gives you more credibility, and I mean, it does sell cigars. You know, people see that you are getting, you know, top ratings and stuff like that. I mean, you know, they're curious and want to, you know, buy the cigar and try it and see what the what the hype's about. Hopefully that, you know, lives up to the hype. I think it does. Ultimately, everybody has a subjective, you know, opinion on the cigars that they smoke, but yeah, it helps. So if you're a blogger or you write for a magazine, by all means, give us high ratings. We appreciate all the number one cigar of the year, you know, posts. And, you know, we'll send you a shirt or something.
Hey, I don't even have a shirt.
No problem.
I don't have a shirt.
Logan needs a shirt.
I wish it was that easy.
Okay, so one more follow-up question, and then Logan's going to go with his rapid fire. I don't know why we're stuck on Logan. Nobody wants that.
Everybody wants that.
You know. And this one's from Matt Ross as well. Has the association with Emilio Cigars, or how has the association with Emilio Cigars helped / changed your brand? How has it impacted?
Well, I think having the House of Emilio distribute our cigars has definitely been a huge asset to us. It's freed us up, obviously, logistically. But, you know, let's face it, you know, the master Jedi of tobacco, Gary Griffith, he's got so much intelligence as it comes to our industry. And just, you know, as far as the world in general goes, I mean, the guy probably forgets more in a week than I know to date. But, coming alongside with other great boutique blends or boutique manufacturers as well in one central location, I think it's advantageous. You know, when we were down in Nicaragua, we were able to hang out with George Rodrigo Cigars, right? And we were just hanging out one night, and all of a sudden we see a tweet that he's at Los Arcos Hotel having a beer and if anybody else is around. So we all go in there. And there's George, and obviously by having that immediate connection, both being distributed by House of Emilio, it creates that brotherhood even tighter. And so, you know, you could be a little bit more open, a little bit more vulnerable, and understanding that it's going to stay confidential. So I think it's definitely helped us out. And, you know, Nathan, you know, the national sales director, that guy's just a fabulous individual. He just crushes it, dude. That guy, I don't know how many cars he's gone through, but it seems like every time I hit him up, he's on the road or he's at a new location or he's doing something. So, you know, I think it's just been all positive for us.
You guys are losing the light over there.
You guys are bringing down the ambiance.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you can see this or not, but I got my Coleman –
nice.
Camping light. Yeah. White trash.
White 2K.
That's my God.
Leftover from Kyle's Y2K kit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I couldn't find all the ammo I buried. I think somebody took it.
Uh-oh. No. There's a gopher running around. It's loaded.
Yeah.
Locked and loaded.
Okay, so let's go. Logan, are you ready for your rapid fire? Are we ready for this?
I am. So I'm just going to – here we go. Are you finding that smokers are more attracted in general to the Intemperance or the Reagan?
Intemperance?
Intemperance, huh?
Why?
Both.
Both.
Some people say Reagan's my favorite. Some people say Inception's my favorite. So, you know, and I go back and forth too. I smoke a Reagan, it's my favorite. I smoke an Inception now, it's my favorite. So.
Okay. Looks like, next question is that based on cigar taste, people usually shop based on cigar taste, but some buy kind of based on looks. Is there anything that you're going to do to drive more of the look and feel of your branding in the future?
Our looks is so legit right now, we couldn't improve on it.
I agree. I think you guys are fly. I agree.
Yeah,
that was a stupid question. Stupid question. Moving on.
What? Time out, Logue.
You gotta understand. We always answer with some smart alecky comment, and then we actually really answer the question. So,
oh, well,
the Donald download young.
My mistake.
Our upgraded box situation.
We are making a slight advancement in our boxes. Ooh. That is going to be. Logistically, for retailers, a huge plus.
So, more to come.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm trying to figure out what it could be myself. All right, moving on. What do you think about a certain cigar company's new promotion asking customers to bring a coupon into their local shop to get free cigars? Is this just good guerrilla marketing or a terrible business practice?
Yay.
That's probably true.
Are you guys familiar with what he's talking about?
I'm not saying the name of the cigar company.
I'm not familiar with that. I would say that, to each his own. If it works for somebody, great. I mean, we don't anticipate doing anything like that. If you want a free cigar, then you need to watch Cigar Chat and answer the question, right? And get us free cigars.
And be a weasel. It's easy as that. You don't need a damn coupon to be a weasel. Just weasel.
Ron White kind of nailed the coupon thing for me, so we kind of steer clear of coupons.
I agree. Agreed. Okay. We know you guys are 100% Nicaraguan tobacco fans, tried and true. Any plans on working with Dominican or any other country tobacco in the future?
It's kind of in the in the trunk right now, just processing, thinking.
So TBD.
Potentially, is what it sounds like.
We're open to it, but I mean, the thing is, Nicaraguan tobacco is just awesome. So again, the tobacco drives a process, and the taste drives a process. And I mean, if we could get tobacco that was, the quality we want to get the flavor profile we want, I don't think we're against it. But right now, we're working with Nicaraguan stuff. So
TBD depends.
I'm going to chime in here real quick. I know I'm cutting into the rapid fire section, but I think I'm looking at this, and we got Chris over here, and he's well lit, and he's got his background and everything. Logan's hanging out in the hotel room, and it looks like Kyle and the Don are having a sleepover.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're camping out.
We're camping. Yeah.
We're camping out.
Camping outside.
We're doing the manly thing, camping.
American camping.
Camping's not manly.
Poles. We got the guns
and the light. That's
and
good.
S'mores.
Camping sucks.
Hey, Kyle's got his guitar. We're going to sing Kumbaya pretty soon.
Oh, it's going to get real. Okay, just chiming in and kind of wasting.
As Rob say, let's get this back on track, everyone.
Yeah, let Logan get things back on track.
Just kidding.
Jump back on that question that Logan had as well. You know, when you're in this process, and you're working towards your cigars and everything else, you have to get very intimate with the tobacco you're using and have a very in-depth knowledge of that tobacco. And so, as Kyle said, you know, we're not against utilizing other tobaccos out there as long as they have that profile that we're going for. We just really know the Nicaraguan tobaccos and the fields and the lots and the plots that they come from. And so right now that's where we're focusing, because we can attain what we consider perfection through those products. Now, if that could be had, down the road or with some other things, great. But it's not so because we're being snobby and saying great tobacco isn't out there. You know, great tobacco is everywhere. And, you know, ultimately it's the palate that decides whether you enjoy a Dominican or a Nicaraguan or a blend thereof. We just really know that tobacco, and we can really provide what we're going for with it.
All right, no answer. Jump back in.
All right, this is the last question because Rob interrupted me, and now my feelings are hurt. This is a good question. I never even thought about this, but more of a personal question than one about the company. So typically everyday cigar smokers, myself included, collect all types of cigars. You know, it kind of becomes an obsession. Now that you guys own a company and own a brand, does your cigar collecting habits and humidor still reflect this, or do you collect a lot of other? Do you not purchase other blends and collect other blends now that you have your own?
That's a really good question.
I know, dude. 007 Weasel, you would just win something. Good.
You always
job.
Win, yeah.
Hey, but that's a great question. That was well thought out,
Logan.
Yo.
I would say that I probably don't venture out as much. I've been a big cigar collector, but I still stay focused on very desired, limited cigars from the import land.
Okay.
You know, exactly. The little island, south of Florida?
Yeah. ISOM. Island south of Miami. I got you. No problem. Yeah. What about you, Kyle? Chris?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's a lot of companies that make a lot of good cigars out there, and I enjoy them. I mean, I've always liked Tatuaje. The EPC stuff is really good. I'm trying to think what's in my humidor right now. Our stuff is in there, except Reagan's. I need more Reagan's, Chris.
Yeah, I had to go and buy this one.
Supporting our brick and mortars right there.
You know, Emilio stuff, we were able to go, you know, and visit him out there, and I raided his humidor before we left, and so I got a bunch of those, and yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good cigars out there. And I mean, just like we said at the beginning, I mean, we started off as just cigar fans and, you know, cigar maniacs or whatever term you want to use. And we're just like everybody that's watching. We just like really, really are into cigars and
tobacconistas.
Yeah, tobacconistas and, you know, Padron. Obviously, Padron's in the Hume.
Yeah.
So you never stop being a fan, you know, of cigars. So this is just, you know, our take on it, you know. But we're just one voice in many, I think.
Good answer.
What about you, Chris? What cigars am I going to get to rate out of your humidor when I get out there?
Yeah, well, you know that because you already did that, you little weasel.
Weasels.
Yeah, no, I agree with what Kyle said. You know, you find yourself continuously going out and trying new products. You know, I find myself focusing more on the boutiques just because I want to see what's going on out there. The little guy, the Padrones, I mean, that'll just be in there forever. You know, let's face it. I really think that you have to continue to keep yourself open-minded, and if we were to just sit there and say the only thing we smoke is Ezra Zion and that's it, then we would be limited. If a manufacturer told me that, I'd look at him or her and just sit there and say, really, that's all you smoke is your own product? You're so narrow-minded. I mean, there's so many great cigars out there, and there's so many great takes on the tobacco that's out there. I might like it. You might not like it. They might like it. I may not like it. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to enjoy the experience one way or another.
I like it. Good answers. Is that it, Logan?
That concludes the rapid fire section.
All right. So how are we looking on those giveaways? I know, who did we pick? We picked...
So I've got it written down. Let me say, don't spoil it. I got one is Catfish, one is 007, Chief Weasel, and we've got three left, which I'll be randomly picking. Well, we had 31 people actively chatting and sign in tonight. Thank you. So, and it's perfect because we have three guys. So each one of you pick a number between 1 and 31, one at a time, slowly.
Number 29.
Man, this dude always wins. Tyler A., congrats.
Well, he asked some good questions, too.
Go, Tyler.
All right, next number.
7.
Everyone always picks 7.
Yeah. Always with the 7.
Lucky 7.
Dude, always with the 7, man. I don't know how to pronounce your name, but Brian Etzcorn something. Congratulations. You. We got one more.
Brian, we love you, man.
Chris is all 32.
Nope, there's no 32.
I know.
Chris gets to pick one. Yeah, 12. You can't pick
12. This is a great name. Flying Hellfish.
Outstanding.
Is that Catfish's brother?
I love the wit, dude. That's great. Flying Hellfish, spawn of Catfish's brother. Congrats.
They're brothers in the league.
Spawn of Catfish.
All right, so you guys all know the drill. Email me. Logan's going to give you all the information. And I will not drop the ball on this one as I have in the past. There's still some cigars that people are owed, and that's all my fault. But we'll get that all cleared up. It's been busy in the land of in the Ravi Raz household. So we'll get this. What's that?
We got one more winner.
We have one more?
Yeah, one more winner.
No, we don't.
Yeah, Logan, DM me your address of where you are.
In India.
Got a box coming.
No, really?
Got to help you out, bro.
Dude, you don't have to do that. You know how much it costs to ship shit over here? $1,000, and then they can't read addresses, and the addresses are real long. It's confusing.
All right, then we'll just email you a picture of a box.
Yeah, we'll just email you.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I want you to send the box, but I'm trying to say thank you in a nice way.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Forget it.
Don't forget it. No.
You have to come to IPCPR to get it.
Well, I'm going to be there in spades wearing my weasel gear.
Your weasel Sorry, suitcase. No, that's generous, guys. Thank you for taking care of Logan. Logan gets a lot of flack, and I think out of this show, Logan has the toughest job of handling that chat room because it can get crazy. So we're doing our best to make sure we get to everybody's questions. So hopefully this little rapid fire thing will address some of that. I think that we covered most of the stuff here on the that's posted on the blog, so that's good. We can barely see Kyle and the Don, so we're gonna let you guys go. I know I told you we'd keep you here for an hour, and that's about we went an hour and 45 last time. Whoa, that's when it gets weird.
Hey, I want to hear the rest of the woman story about the Nicaraguan toothless lady.
Yeah, we didn't get into the trip too much.
We need to finish that.
Yeah, give us a little bit.
Oh, no. We don't want to put that on the air.
No.
Oh, that sounds like
no.
I try.
Here we go.
We are definitely not legally covered as it pertains to that.
Yeah, I think it's good.
It's good publicity.
It's good stuff. We're all friends here.
Nope. Yeah, nobody's watching.
Yeah,
nobody's here. We're not really live.
Yeah.
This will only be on YouTube forever. Yeah. So yeah.
It's only going to exist forever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
Exactly.
So I want just a little recap of the show. We talked, a little bit about 2012. It was a great year for you guys. 2013 looks like it's poised to be another one. We can look for three new releases in the coming months. TBD as far as dates are concerned, but around the IPCPR time, we can start looking for that. And the next installment of the Ezra Zion Honor Series MLK. Oh, what's this?
No.
That's a rib.
I hope that's a rib.
Looks like a dog turd.
That's based on that reaction. That's an inside joke that none of us get.
I don't know. Alan is notorious for sending us texts of his dinner. I'm eating this rib.
So he's a 13-year-old girl?
How much for one rib? No?
Yeah, pretty much.
One rib? No? All right.
How about a McRib? Do you have a picture of a McRib?
Dude, the McRib is legit. I don't care what anybody says.
Pour a little bit right there in my hands.
who's this?
Christopher Columbus.
Who did not actually found America for the history lesson.
That's true.
He didn't find shit.
Reel it back in. Three new releases. I'm excited.
And lest we not forget, Chris has now got more women followers than another country.
Yeah.
Groupies.
The ever expanding groupies. I love it.
Chris's baby picture here. Hang on. Up. Yay!
Is he grabbing ass? I love it.
Chris strikes again.
That is awesome.
Oh man, I don't even know where to go after that.
I love when you guys come on. It's my favorite shows.
We're just getting started, man. It's all about having fun smoking.
I know, man.
Yeah, here's a picture of us at the factory. Here's a picture of me at the factory. Can you see that? I keep my pimp hand strong.
How are you pulling these up so quick? Do you have like a picture like library for like pimp hand strong pic?
That's all that's on his phone are these pictures, man. We got to show the picture, Chris. Come on.
No.
You know why? Because G would really appreciate it.
Well, no, he won't. Coronary.
Is that?
I don't know what that one is.
That's Bill Clinton.
There's.
Yeah. That's hard to make out.
I can't really tell.
Yeah, you can't.
It was kind of a shot at Clinton, which you know I think we would all appreciate. But
you know, Hillary the first time I was in India, Hillary actually stayed at the hotel that I stayed at, and it was kind of funny. I'll tell you a real quick story. So Hillary was staying, and when I walked in the hotel around 5 o'clock. I mean, dude, it was like an Indian bazaar. There was a red carpet rolled out. There was dancing people. There was lights all going. They were singing this fucking shit. And I walk in, and they stop because I'm the only white guy there, right? I walk in, and I thought this was for me. I'm like, man, what a reception. What a reception. And then I'm like, who's this for? They're like, U.S. VIP. I go, that's me. They're like, no, 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 Hillary Clinton. I go, she's not a VIP. What are you talking about? She sucks. They're like, no, she's very important. I go, well, not in my country, she's not.
Yeah.
And the guy looked at me like, thank you, sir. Very good, sir. He didn't get it. But either way, that's my Hillary Clinton story. And she shut down traffic in the city, so it took me about 3 hours to get home. Thanks, Hillary.
It's a good story.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm full of them.
All right, so we'll tie up. We're going to tie up all the loose ends. Guys, thanks for taking the time. Thank you, Kyle and the Don, for letting us peek in on your slumber party there. Chris, thank you.
It's a camp out.
Camp out, sorry. Chris, thank you for trying to keep this professional. I appreciate that. Tip of the cap, we appreciate it.
He's all business. He's all business.
And thank you for sharing, you know, your upcoming and breaking some news with us. We appreciate that. You know, the MLK, I think that's going to be great. I'm looking. What is going on here?
That's how you sample a cigar.
That is. That,
good job, Chris.
That's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. So we've got all the winners dialed in. Everything's dialed in. So, guys, thanks again. You can find them. It's EzraZion.com for all the information. If you're on Robbie Raz Reviews right now, there's a link just to your right. You can find me at Ezra Zion Cigars on Twitter. At Chris, what's your handle again?
Echo Kilo 6.
Echo 6 Kilo.
Oh.
Echo 6 Kilo, yeah.
Close.
And then at the Don. What is the Don's again?
Fonseca.
Fonseca. Okay, the Don.
Don Fonseca.
So you can find them all on Twitter. they're not shy about sharing information. As Logan, you know, pulled up some info on one of their last, when Don was on one of his trips with some new stuff. So
I was a regular Barbara Walters, brother.
Yep.
They're not shy about sharing information. So they're definitely fun to follow. So you'll get a lot of information that way. So guys, again, best of luck to you in 2013. It sounds like it's shaping up to be a good year. So I'm looking forward to all that stuff, and we'll see you at IPCPR.
Right on.
Right on. Thanks, brothers.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks guys.
Everyone.
Cigar Bye to Weasels.
Take care, y'all.
Weasels. Thanks again for checking out another Cigar Chat, guys. We appreciate all the support. You can find me. It's RobbieRazReviews.com, at Robbie Raz on Twitter. Logan is at Logan at Dell, Corporate Monkey on Twitter. It. And who do we have next week, Logan? You're looking sleepy over there.
Who cares?
Next week, we've got Sonny coming on next week, right?
I'm looking. Hold on. Just hold your horses.
Yeah, we've got Cigar Boss at Sonny Westmoreland's coming on next week.
We get to talk technology.
Talking tech.
Hey, everybody tune into that show because Sonny is very, very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Sonny's a legit cat.
I'm looking forward to it, so it's going to be a good show. So actually on Tuesday next week to accommodate the completely synthetic holiday of Valentine's Day.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we're on Tuesday.
I got to remember that because if I don't wish my wife happy Valentine's Day and I'm in India, Thursday. I'm going to be screwed.
Yeah.
All right. No. Just thank you for reminding me.
There you go. Thanks again for the support, guys. We appreciate it. And have a good night. Take care.
Later on, Weasels.
Zion.
See you guys.
Later, Weasels.